Good morning.
Well, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, just peachy.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound like a very authentic just peachy.
No, it's fine. I just didn't sleep good last night. I'm exhausted.
Oh, been there.
But I'm just calling to bother you for that 70-pointer, that HVS2.
Why would that be a bother?
Well, I know it's not anything that exciting, but I need it.
Diamond orders. I'm all about diamond orders. I don't care what it is. As long as it's not lab, I'm good.
Yep, I know. Right. Well,
so we'll take that 70 point.
That's what I need.
We'll take care of that.
And it's, I mean, it's basically already sold, so.
Okay. All right. All right, so I will send that out for tomorrow.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I know Greg is working the cushions for that customer. I have a 240 that'll be there tomorrow. Can you ask him if it's possible, the GVS2 that's over there, if that's completely out of the running? I had a coworker ask about it yesterday. Would it be possible to get it sent back if that option's been eliminated? You know what I mean?
Greg, has the cushion that you have, the GVS2, has that been eliminated, or is he still considering it? The 240, they're on its way. It'll be here tomorrow.
All right. I guess it's sent anyway.
But that's good. I think he should see that. Because he said he was willing to spend a little more. And what's the 240? What's the color and clarity?
That one's an FVS2.
Yeah. I feel like he's going to want that.
For like
these girls want bigger. What's the first one?
The GVS2.
Oh, that's the GVS2, so that's the one that's probably out, but he wants to look at it one more time today, potentially.
Okay.
Just to compare the two.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So I guess we'll probably know today, right, Greg?
Yeah, but we can't look at the 240 yet, so I want to put the 240 up against one of the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I want to do the same. I want to put one of those up against... You know, the 240 up against one of those two, but I just, if the GVS2 is eliminated, I'm trying to help out my coworker. That's all.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, don't get me wrong, if it's still in the running.
You can send what two back?
The Marquee and this.
The Marquee and the GVS2 cushion, the 202? Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. Okay. All right, so we can send back the Carat 30 Marquee.
Okay.
And we can send back the 202 GVS2, and I can get those in the mail today.
Oh,
for tomorrow.
GVS2 back. Okay. All right. Cool. Yes. Yes, please.
Because he has the one that we got yesterday to show him, and then he can compare that with the one, the 240 tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Good.
Very good.
Okay, I'll do FedEx in a little bit.
Okay. That sounds
okay.
Good. I'll get that 70 out for you as well, so that'll be
I know, fun. It's not very exciting, but at least...
They all add up in the end of the year.
That's right.
All end up.
I know, I was looking at one of your business cards this morning. I was, like, flicking through our business card book, and I saw it. I was like, he doesn't look anything like that anymore. Your hair was all, like, tidy and gelled and short.
Yeah, now it's past my collarbone, super long.
Yep. I was laughing. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I also got a good chuckle this morning because when I called this morning, I forget her name. She was very nice, but she answered the phone. And she's like, well, he's here today, but he's not at his desk. He must have gotten up for something. I'm like, he's not there. it was just funny how they, like, you know,
yeah.
Try to...
Well, I'm glad some of them listen to my instructions and some of them don't, because I don't want everybody to know. I mean, I guess,
oh, I know, but it's just
really
funny.
Matter, but yeah, so he must have gotten up. Yeah, yep, he got up from his desk, all right.
Okay, coffee. Yeah, it was just funny.
Yeah,
I got a good chuckle. I'm like, he's not there. He lives, I didn't say this. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, just have him call me back. But I'm thinking in my head, like, he doesn't live there. He's got, like, surf hair now. He's a Florida guy.
True.
His whole vibe has changed.
Definitely changed. Definitely.
It was just funny.
I went home this past May for Memorial Day weekend, and my older brother, when he shook my hand, he's like, what's up, hippie?
What happened to my brother?
Yeah, he's like, damn, dude, your hair. I'm like, yeah, I know. I kind of like to let it go.
Was it a silver cleaner? No, I avoid
that.
Funny.
I've cut it twice in the last 2 years.
You know, you gotta make these decisions sometimes about your hair. They're challenging.
Well, right now, I would probably get it cut today if I knew what I wanted to do with it, but I have no idea. Do I keep growing it out? Do I cut it up shorter? How short do I go? Do I go really short? I mean,
it's funny. I had a thought last night. I'm like, do I want to get highlights again and make my hair lighter like it used to be, or do I want to stay dark?
Yeah.
It's a very challenging thing.
Right? The decisions with hair. What's going on
with this? It's overwhelming. I think it kept me up last night because I was actually like Pinteresting highlights. I'm like, do I want highlights again? I don't know.
At least with highlights, if you don't like them or they you know, you get sick of them or whatever, they'll kind of fade out.
Yeah, they do. It's like the...
Your hair is pretty dark.
Yeah, my hair is dark right now. It's like a chocolatey brown right now. There's like no highlights at all in my hair. It's just like all one. I mean, there might be a little bit of natural dimension from like the sun and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the natural dimension fading now because summer's been over for long enough that like I'm not getting the same amount of sun. So it's getting like darker. I just don't know what to do. It's way less maintenance this way. Tell you that much right now.
There's something to be said about a little less maintenance.
It's less maintenance. It's not as dry because I don't have any bleach in it. But it's also boring.
Yeah, well, it's also boring.
Well,
isn't that kind
do
of...
Do I stay
you know,
boring, or do I, you know, try to vibe it up a little bit?
More maintenance, more excitement.
Right? I'm like, I'm already high maintenance. I don't need my hair to be
you
high maintenance, too.
You are not. Get out of here. Unless you haven't had your Snickers later, or Kit Kat. Is it Kit Kat?
It's Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
I don't even like Snickers.
Yeah, Kit Kat. As soon as I said it, because that's the commercial, you know, go get yourself a Snickers. I was like, no. It's not actual Snickers.
No,
when I
all
was
I
in,
need
in
life to be happy is Kit Kat.
By the way, so I was in Australia like 3 weeks ago. They have some pretty gnarly Kit Kat flavors down under, let me tell you.
They do?
Yes, there was some Kit Kat flavors. I couldn't even pronounce the names of them.
What were they? Like fruity or like chocolatey or peanut butter, like nutty?
Like all over the place. Like you name it. And actually what I found out was...
Is there somewhere I can order some Australian Kit Kats online?
You might be able to. I mean, I know there's a lot of Asian Kit Kats.
I should DM Robert Irwin and be like, dude, I voted for you on Dancing with the Stars. Is there any way you can...
How remarkable, by the way. I haven't watched Dancing with Stars in years, but I watched it when the daughter competed. What's her name?
Oh, Bindi.
Bindi. And she was a delight to watch. Like, she was just fun.
So was Robert.
And I saw a couple clips of Robert, and I was like, okay, not only is he, like, you know, really fun about this whole thing, like, he's really, you know, it's all smiles and everything. He's also really freaking good. Like, how are you
I know.
That good, bro? Like, that's wild.
He made so much progress. And, like, I also loved Alex Earle, and I was kind of, like, I do think overall she might have been a touch of a better dancer, like a touch.
Mm-hmm.
But she had dance experience going into it, and he didn't.
And he didn't.
So I love that. I love that he was, like, so raw and just, like, go and just went for it, you know, like, but that's why I voted for him. I love when they don't have dance experience and they can, like, make it that far. I think it's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I could, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would love the opportunity to have somebody, like, truly, like, you know, teach me
how to dance. Yeah, me too.
You know,
but I just don't think I'd be that good at it.
I agree. I'm like, yeah, you know, you could probably teach me, but I think there's a limit to how much I would be able to, like, kind of pick up, you know?
I was a cheerleader for a million years, so, like, that kind of, like, more hip-hop style, like, tight dancing, like,
okay,
to count, you know, like, with motions, that I can do. I was always really good at that. But, like, the cha-chas and the sambas and the...
Yeah.
I think I'm going to leave those to the pros.
Although
I would like to try.
Yeah.
I love watching the show.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I used to watch it years ago because I thought it was fun and everything to kind of, you know, see these celebrities, you know, try to dance, try to pick up something that, like you said, some of them maybe have experience, but for the most part, most don't.
No.
You got a guy like Emmett Smith comes on, and I'm like, wait a second, this dude what? And then, you know, you see him kind of progress through the years.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like, Whitney from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, she had dance experience, like, extensive. I mean, her college degree was dance, and then she got voted off. But she got voted off because people didn't, like her personality more than because of her. She was the best dancer on the show. She was way better than Alex and Robert, to be honest, but she got voted off, but it's like that's a personality thing. But now she just got a role doing Roxy Hart, Chicago and New York City.
Wow.
From her exposure on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
Because she was really good. I just never voted for her because I watched The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and I think she's a terrible human being.
I don't even know what you're talking about. It sounds like
you don't know The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
Shocker.
It's a show on Hulu with Taylor Frankie Paul. She's the Bachelorette right now on ABC.
No idea what that is.
Oh, that's so sad. You've never heard of Fruity Pebbles Gate?
The cereal?
Yeah, but it's not the cereal on the show.
I don't know. No.
Oh. Well, you're missing out.
I guess so.
It's definitely a girl show, but, you know, it'd be fun for you to watch.
Pass.
Yeah, you'd rather go fishing.
Yeah, pass. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, fine. Suit yourself. Go fishing.
Don't kind of twist my arm.
I know. Greg said you went fishing on Thanksgiving.
I didn't. Well, I worked. I don't do fishing charters.
Oh.
So I worked, which I do. I do cruise charters.
Oh, I did know that.
And different things like that. So when I say I work the boat, a lot of people are like, "Oh, you," and I'm like, "No, I don't do fishing charters. Like, that's not what I do." But,
well, I think that that's I think we all assume that up here because that's like the only kind of charter we have.
Yeah, right.
We don't have cruise charters up here. They're literally
the people that go, "Well, what's a sandbar charter?" And then I tell them, and sometimes people go, "Really? That's what you do?" But then I've never, and I've taken out, you know, thousands of people now at this point, I've never had somebody go out to the sandbar on our charter and leave that charter going, Every single person is like, this is amazing. This is
I
awesome.
Did a boat charter, like, with no fishing in Bermuda, and it was amazing.
Yeah. I just
love being out on a boat, period.
Yeah, and then what's better than being able to drop anchor, getting in the water that's 80 to 85 degrees, that only comes up to your waist, and you're in...
Nothing's better than that.
And you're in clear water, you can see your feet, and you're in sand that is so soft for like 4 hours, and you're just chilling out in the middle of the water.
There's nothing better than that. I've literally said my whole life that I don't belong to, like, I don't belong here where I live. I really don't.
I used to, you know, when winter would hit, like, really, like, get cold, so I'd be like, why am I living someplace where the air hurts my face? I don't know. I don't like this.
Gosh, my friend and I were on the phone on my way to work this morning, and I was like, my whole face feels chapped. Like, why do we live here? I don't understand. I swear, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like if I had just gone to college where I wanted to go, I would have had a totally different life.
Well, so where was I? I was back home visiting. I can't remember if it was this past trip that I went to or the one previous. It might have been the one previous last year. And it was not only my family, but my brother-in-law and his family. So, I mean, it was big. You know, it was a big party. And we're all sitting around, and everybody's talking about, you know, about Florida and Key West and different things. And you know, one of my brothers was like, one of my brother-in-laws was, you know, good for you, man. You went up and moved, like, good for you. And he's like, you know, I could never do that. I'm like, why not? And he's like, well, you know, family and everything like that. And I go, okay, hang on. I've been hearing this for damn near 40 years now. I said, gotta stop. I said, every single person blames family for sticking around. Well, why doesn't everybody just pick a spot on the map, go build a cul-de-sac someplace, and go live in your little community with your family in an area that everybody would like to do? Because everybody complains about where they are, but then they blame family about why they're still there.
Yep. But it's not like the problem with us is like, it's not just family. It's like our family businesses, like where we like.
Yeah, I'm not
uprooting.
I'm not saying that it would work for every family. I'm just saying, like, for my family in particular, it could work.
And the unwillingness for some of them to move.
That's what it is. That ultimately,
like Sam,
Sam
and I would not be together. Like, I would have to leave him to move. And then I wouldn't be able to take my kids out of the state anyways. So what would be the point of that? Like, it wouldn't work. Like, at this point, I'm stuck here until hopefully we can afford to have a winter home in Florida someday, and then I can go and be there. Like, that's my only option at this point. I'm talking about, like, when I got out of high school, I was supposed to go to Tampa. That's where I was, like, supposed to go, and I decided last minute not to go. And I'd have a totally different life. I probably would have gotten there and never left.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people could you know, say that, you know, around, because that's the time. Like, if you're going to move, generally, it's around your college years, because at that point you probably don't have. I mean, even if you have a long-term relationship, you're high school sweethearts. I mean, you're together for a couple years, you know. Well, I'm not saying that can't work out. There's plenty of people that happens to, but for most people, that's not the case.
That's not the case, yeah.
So if
I met Sam like 6 months into college.
Yeah, that's gonna be the time.
If I had just gone to Tampa for school, I'd literally have a totally different life. I never even would have met him. Like, I never would have.
Isn't that wild to think?
It's
like,
so wild to think about. And I was, like, 2 seconds away from going. Like, man. 2 seconds.
One decision.
I had my classes. Why, what?
One decision.
Oh, I know. It's wild. I think about it sometimes. I'm like, oh, how different my life would be. Yeah. But the only thing that I would really change is where I live. Other than that, like, I have a good life. I just hate living here year-round.
Yeah.
I love it here in the summer.
Yeah.
From June to September, I'm happy.
And that's tough.
And then from October to May, I hate it.
You know, I think a lot of people could probably say that. I'm happy here for, you know, X amount of months.
Yeah, I mean, down there, it must be hard to be there in the summer. It's hot.
Yes, and I know a lot of people actually leave during the heat of the summer if they have the means to be able to do so. I could care less. I like the heat. I'm okay.
Yeah, see, I do too. I feel like I wouldn't mind it.
It does not bother me. Like, I'm completely okay with just throwing on a pair of board shorts and chilling in that all day. Like, I don't have to worry about the heat, but that's me. Everybody's a little different, so, you know.
Yeah. But I do feel like it would be, like, nice to be able to, like, be on Cape in the summer and then be in Florida.
Yeah.
All right. I've got someone beeping in.
All right. You go take care of that. I'll take care of this
stuff
here.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.